Welcome to this episode of Above the Clouds. Today we look at divine protection. There's a verse which celebrates the appearance of Lord Nrsingadev. To prove, it says, Satyam vidatum nitya pritya bhashitam vyaptim chabhutesh vakileshu chatmana. To prove that the statement of his servant Prahlad is true, namely that the Lord is present everywhere in all living entities and all elements, Lord Hari appeared in a most wonderful form that was never seen before. He appeared from the pillar in the assembly. That form was neither that of a man nor that of a lion. The Bhagavatam describes the fearsome features of Lord Nrsingadev. He had angry eyes that resembled molten gold, a shining mane, which expanded the dimensions of his fearful face, deadly teeth, razor-sharp tongue, ears erect and motionless, nostrils and a gaping mouth that appeared like mountain caves, etc., etc. In other words, the form was of the Lord was totally capable of protecting his devotee and driving away even the worst of problems and opposing elements and so on. It is further described that the hair on his head shook the clouds and scattered them, and his breathing agitated the seas and oceans. His roaring made all the elephants cry in fear. So yes, Lord Nrsingadev came to prove the statement of Prahlad that he is everywhere, and that he also proved another statement that he has come to protect the devotees and the faithful people in general. He has come as the divine protector, and he will come as a divine protector whenever his presence is invoked. The Lord saves us from a terrible situation, but to stay safe, we need to also do something. There's a beautiful analogy. When the coast guard sees someone drowning, he jumps into the ocean and he takes the drowning person to the shore. Then he has to pump the water out of his lungs, since the water has now come inside, and he helps him by helping him to breathe again. And in the same way, when we feel that our life has been uplifted by the divine protector, by Krishna in general, we need to also start breathing again. We need to walk, in other words, firm on the spiritual level. I would like to share with you the amazing some points from the amazing story of Ajamil. We all know that at the around 83 years old or 85 years old, he got very ill, and one day he coughed so hard and felt so miserable that he was lying down on a cot nearby Narayan was his son was playing with his toys. As Ajamil watched him, his mind started to drift away, and all of a sudden there was something like a dark cloud that filled the room. A gruff voice growled, "He's here!" Ajamil looked rapidly from side to side. Who was that? And suddenly he felt a terrible pain seize his chest, and out of the darkness stepped three hideous looking beings. Their deformed, stocky bodies were covered in hair, and fierce, reddish eyes glared at Ajamil from twisted faces. "Time to pay for your crimes," one of them said. Ajamil's eyes bulged in fear. He tried to first fight the Yamadutas, but there was no strength left in his body. Then, in all this panic, he saw the messengers of the divine protector, the Lord, stepping forward out into his room, and were the Vishnudutas. And one of them lowered his weapon, pointing to the Yamadutas, and said, "You have no right to take this person." There was a long argument between those who wanted to take him, Ajamil, to the kingdom of punishment, and those who had come from the Lord, and who wanted to bring him to the transcendental, who wanted to give him a second chance. Finally, one of the Vishnudutas said, "Listen, try to understand. The chanting of Lord Vishnu's holy name is the best expiation for thieves, drunkards, murderers, sex mongers, meat eaters, and those who betray or even murder their parents, their spouse, or who are king murderers. Simply by chanting Vishnu's holy name, any sinful person can attract the Supreme Lord's attention, who then considers, because this man has chanted my name, my duty is to give him protection." Yes, Ajamil was saved by the Vishnudutas. He got a second chance to life. But see, the story doesn't end here. Being saved, or having gotten a second chance, or being uplifted by the mercy of the Lord, these are things which require an active response by the person who is saved, or who has gotten a second chance, or who has been lifted up. He can't just continue the way he did before. He, just like in our example, where the coast guard brings the drowning man to the shore and then pumps the water out of his lungs, the person now has to learn to use his lungs and breathe and move about. In the same way, a person who has obtained a second chance needs now to do two things. He needs to sincerely regret. This regret is like a fire which burns all the traces of his previous mistakes to ashes. And the second is, he needs to start a new life. This is very clear in Ajamil. Ajamil first grieved for all the mistakes, and then he actually regretted. He said, "Alas, I'm a shameless cheater. I have destroyed my spiritual culture. I'm sin personified. How did I deserve to chant Narayan's all auspicious name?" I forgot to say, before the Vishnu Dutas had appeared, Ajamil, who was shocked to see the three Yamadutas and who could understand they were going to punish him, Ajamil chanted with great despair, "Narayan, Narayan," indicating his son who was playing nearby. But great Narayan heard this and has sent the Vishnu Dutas to save him. Okay, Ajamil pulled himself up straight. He wiped his eyes and he said, "Despite my wickedness, I have somehow or other received another chance. I cannot waste this opportunity. I must now control my mind and senses and always engage in the Lord's service, so that I never again become so degraded." And he reflected that, yes, in the past he had been totally overwhelmed by the material energy and had become totally bound to material sense gratification with a loose woman. He arose and took a deep breath and said, "From today, I will free myself from material illusion by renouncing these lusty desires. I shall become a merciful, well-wishing friend to all living entity and absorb myself in hearing about, glorifying, remembering, and worshipping Lord Narayan." And he reflected, "I have been saved by the power of the holy name. I will now take it very serious and chant the holy name with affection. I will remember the Lord whose name I chant. And in this way, I will continue to walk on the spiritual platform to which I have been uplifted by mercy." We are today looking at the Divine Protector. We are worshipping Him for His capabilities to really overcome all obstacles. But let us not forget that it's not enough to feel His mercy, to become uplifted by His grace. But all those who have experienced this, they should understand that now they need to make a cut to their previous life. They should regret what they did and start a very sincere life. Just like the drowning person needs to get all the water out of his lungs and then start to breathe healthily. Today, where this episode of Above the Clouds is there, we have a global Puja Day. I request all of you to make a plan to participate so that you can send your compassion, your well wishes, even your blessings to all those who are suffering wherever they are and in whatever situation they are. Join us for a big event of sending compassion into this world, which needs so much more spiritual light. Hare Krishna, and see you for the next Above the Clouds. A P.S. You can find out details when you go on our web page called Global Puja for Ukraine.